One of the things I tell people that we're really fortunate about here in Columbus is we've got a lot to work with. And we're going to see that today on display. Can you hear me in the back? No. There I am. Okay. So we've got to get a little closer to this microphone. Well, what I began by saying was that we're really fortunate in Columbus because, as I tell people often, we have a lot to work with. And I think you'll see that on display here today. Get the rest of my notes. Our COVID, or our coronavirus task force met this morning. And from that meeting, we made a few decisions. We've got a few recommendations, and we'll have the opportunity to share those with you later on, you know, throughout this discussion. Couple things to keep in mind. As I said, we've got a couple of decisions that we made, and we have a few recommendations. So as you listen to what we say, it is important to understand whether you are listening to a decision, something we're going to do, or a recommendation, something we would like for others to follow. Make sure we get that nuance clear. Part of what we're trying to do as we work through this is to learn a little bit from the experiences that others have already had, in particular out in Washington State, and try to implement some of the lessons that they bring to us. You know, what we're going to try to do here is to implement things they wish they had done 3 to 4 weeks ago. We're trying to get, we're a little bit behind them, so to speak, in terms of the prevalence of the virus in our community, and so we want to react proactively. I guess I should say we act proactively and try to get ahead of this before we're faced with the situations that they've had. We will have this decision that we'll announce, or Jim Roberts will announce, with respect to the schools. We've got a city decision that we want to announce, a group recommendation, and then we'll present, or Jim Bickle will present, the Columbus Regional Health plans for how they intend to respond to the community health situation that we have. As I said, we'll leave the school decision to Jim Roberts to announce. For the city decision, oh, and I should say, on your way out, there'll be a press release. It's on the table back there with a little on the doorway on the way out. But basically, we're going to close all city facilities for meetings through April 6th. Now, there'll be some pre-existing or some already scheduled meetings that will occur, but in general, we will close the Commons, the playground at the Commons, not the restaurants. We will close Donner Center, not the administrative offices, but the meeting facilities. Same thing or similar answer with respect to Hamilton and a few other facilities around here. The details will be in the press release, but if anybody has any questions, they're welcome to call either the Parks Department or they can call my office. There'll be a group recommendation with respect to any other kind of community gathering. Now, we talked at length about faith-based community gatherings, church services. And part of our concern about church services isn't only the number of people, but it's the constituency. You know, part of what we're being told is that the population that is most at risk is those over 60 and those with underlying health conditions. And it's just our belief, our intuition, that church populations tend to be overrepresented in those groups, or those groups tend to be overrepresented on Sunday at church. And so we have concerns about how the coronavirus might be spread among that subpopulation. And so so we have asked you know, any community group that would have a meeting that would exceed 250 to please consider, you know, rescheduling or canceling the meeting, and in particular want to address that towards the faith-based communities. But again, that's a recommendation. The community's task force will continue to meet as needed. Our next regularly scheduled meeting is March 27th. And again, that's 2 weeks from today, and we'll have plenty of conversations, I'm sure, between now and then. But my point behind March 27th is that's when we will re-review the decisions that we just made or just announced. You know, I don't know yet whether we will be expected to continue the closures that I've mentioned, but we'll review that and make a decision or announce a decision on March 27th. Again, before I move on, I want to introduce a few people, but I want to thank not only the folks who are up here, but I also want to thank all those from City Hall and from CRH and the school system who have been helpful in trying to help us put together, you know, our response to this pandemic. From my right to my left, we have Jim Bickle, who's the President and Chief Executive Officer of Columbus Regional Health. We have Dr. Jim Roberts, Superintendent of Bartholomew Consolidated Schools. Brian Nabalski, whose title is Bartholomew County Public Health Officer.
Got it?
That's a long one. And Dr. Tom Sonderman, who's Vice President with the hospital. Dr. Slade, help me again?
Crowder.
At Columbus Regional Health. And Carl Lennep, Bartholomew County Commissioner. Next, we'd like to hear from Dr. Nabalski. Thank you.
Thanks, Mayor Lennep. So some of this, what I'm going to talk about, is kind of piggybacking on what the mayor already mentioned. But today, after some careful deliberation, our coalition decided that it is necessary and time to put proactive measures in place to hopefully reduce local spread of COVID-19. Now, I do want to stress that as of right now to date, there are still no local confirmed cases, but this is why we're acting at this point in time, so we can get ahead of the curve. So what are these proactive measures? Mainly, we're going to recommend avoiding large gatherings. The governor came out yesterday and said to try to avoid gatherings of 250 or more people. So that's also what we're going to go with locally. Following social distancing recommendations. So if you're in a group in the public, try to stay 6 feet away if you can from the person next to you, especially if you don't know them. This disease is primarily spread by respiratory droplets. So coughing, sneezing, or sometimes just spittle from the mouth can get into your mouth or nose and spread this virus. And of course, the most important thing we want to still stress, practicing good hygiene. If you're out in the public, especially if you're going out to a restaurant, go in, wash your hands before you eat, wash your hands after you eat. If you're going to be touching the table, make sure that you've got something that you're using, some type of sanitizing agent where you're wiping that off. And also, if you're at home or if you work in an office, frequently clean commonly touched areas such as doorknobs or toilets or sinks or countertops. So I do want to stress this decision was not an easy one, and really this isn't intended to incite any type of panic, but also to just reinforce that we need to act now and be proactive and show some prevention. I'd also like to, as the mayor said, encourage the elderly and individuals with chronic health problems such as diabetes, COPD, heart disease, to think twice about going out in public, especially larger gatherings. Maybe have family members go to the store, bring you food so you don't have to possibly go out and be exposed if it is in our community. Anyone with symptoms suggestive of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath, should contact their physician's office or the local resource call center that I think Jim will probably talk about here shortly. And also, due to this ever-changing information associated with COVID-19, things are going to be changing daily. So if you want a resource, please go to isdh.org or cdc.org for that information. Next, Dr. Roberts.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here this afternoon on pretty short notice, I think, in terms of us getting organized and getting this information out to you. I'd also like to make sure and thank the panel members alongside me, as well as anybody else who's been able to attend these meetings that we've been having to figure out the stuff that's going on and make some really important decisions. So thanks to all. The mayor indicated how special this place is as he began his remarks, and how blessed we are to have the resources available to us to have these important dialogues. So I especially appreciate it because we have tough decisions to make, and I'll announce that. But as we get through those discussions, I did make it clear this morning in our conversation that although I have a doctorate, it's in education, not medicine. So I need help from the medicine people, those who have expertise in that area, which did remind me when I first got my doctorate, I had a child or a student ask me, "Are you a real doctor?" So I'm still trying to figure out what that means. So we are making decisions that impact a lot of people. And in our school corporation, we are talking about nearly 12,000 students, 2,000 employees, and then everybody else that is associated with those individuals. So we do understand the ramifications. But after a lot of conversation this morning, we are going to close BCSE on our return to spring break. So we are still out next week for spring break. Upon the supposed return of Monday, March the 23rd, we will not have students coming back to the buildings, but instead have e-learning days. So we will still try to keep academic engagement going and do so through our e-learning efforts, which is just an alternative way for us to have school. And then we will be closed and doing or utilizing e-learning days for 2 weeks. So that will take us through Friday, April the, what is that, the 3rd? Friday, April the 3rd, so returning at least at this point in time. And as the mayor indicated, we're getting back together in a couple of weeks just to evaluate everything in terms of where we are as a community and as a school corporation. So at this point in time, we'll be looking to return on April the 6th. But it is important to note again just the ever-changing nature of this situation. So the governor has given school corporations some latitude, 20 waiver days, for example. So as you hear about other school corporations perhaps closing, they may or may not be taking advantage of those waiver days right now. But if my quick calculation, we have about 50 days left until the end of the school year. And so we are going to start off utilizing, again, the capacity we have from an e-learning standpoint. Devices did go home with students on Wednesday, preparing for this possibility. We will have further details by Wednesday of next week, just in case somehow a device didn't get home, other information in terms of what that e-learning day will look like, and then even some additional specific information for our staff. Sometimes in a case like this, support staff in particular will have a lot of questions because those are hourly employees. They're relying on being able to work on an hourly basis. And so we do have many options and opportunities available for our support staff members to engage in work to help us get through those e-learning days and to ensure they get paid over that period of time. And again, we'll be sending specific information out to our employees in regards to that. But the big announcement from our school corporation standpoint is, again, we will not have students return to school on Monday, the March the 23rd. We will be conducting e-learning days for 2 weeks. An additional statement would be that all of our activities are stopped, practices, events, anything else that is tied to our school corporation beginning on Monday. So spring sports season, for example, is starting. I know practices are beginning and people are trying to get out and get going, but we are putting a halt to that. So no school activities at all beginning on Monday, and then especially true with no school beginning March the 23rd, e-learning days. Thank you. And we do have Mr. Jim Bickle from Columbus Regional Health next. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Roberts. Good afternoon. As you've heard from those that spoke previous to me here, this is an ever-evolving situation. And we are actively working to how we can best isolate and contain as much as we can the impact of COVID-19, the coronavirus. Well, let you know, CRH has been actively preparing our healthcare delivery system over the last few weeks in preparation and response to COVID-19. We've been modifying our operations across the system. This includes our main hospital inpatient facility, our outpatient services, emergency and urgent care services, as well as our physician offices. For example, you may be aware we have recently implemented visitor restrictions at the main campus, limiting the entrances, performing screening activities. As folks enter into our main campus facility, we look for those sort of practices to further expand to other sites eventually across our health system. These types of operational changes and modifications are first and foremost with the goal in mind to keep our patients, our healthcare professionals and staff, and our community safe. Our main message right now is anyone who is concerned that they may have COVID-19 or have been exposed in some way should call the CRH COVID-19 Triage Resource Care Center number on that is 812-379-4449. That number is on our website, but that would be your initial step. This would allow you to, over the phone, talk with our trained staff to best advise you on the proper care. Again, reinforce the message, call the COVID-19 triage resource call center for our trained staff to help you figure out what is the appropriate care and next steps for you if you feel like you've been exposed or think you have COVID-19. Our CRH team is continually monitoring national, state, and local developments. As said before, this situation is evolving and can change rapidly, hence impacting how we may have to continually evolve and change our operations and services as the situation would dictate. So, into my comments, I believe we're going to open it up for potential questions.
Exactly. Yeah, at this point, that's the end of our prepared remarks, unless somebody has something else they just want to offer. So